Imagine unlocking a doorway to glimpse your future through the eyes of the dead. Could it be real? Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Brianne.
Brianne, are you ready for another round of spooky mysteries? Or are you still convinced it's all just smoke and mirrors?
Oh, you know me. I'm ready to roll my eyes at your ghost stories any day. But seriously, I'm in. Let's see what you've got today.
And welcome to the show, The Veil, Unsolved and Unbelievable. Today we're diving into the mystery of an ancient Aztec prophecy linked to the Day of the Dead.
Wait. An Aztec prophecy? Seriously, Allie, you know how I feel about prophecies.
Hear me out, Brianne. The Day of the Dead, or Dia de Muertos, is not just about celebrating with colorful skulls and marigolds. It's deeply rooted in history and culture, blending indigenous Aztec rituals with European influences. It's a time when family and friends gather to remember deceased loved ones, welcoming their spirits back to the world of the living.
Right. And it's also a school holiday in Mexico, isn't it? I mean, they teach it as part of their cultural education, so it's got to have some depth.
Exactly. And here's my theory. I believe there's an ancient Aztec prophecy that foretells of a secret realm opening during the Day of the Dead, allowing the living to glimpse their future through the eyes of the deceased.
Oh, here we go. So let me get this straight. You think people can see their future by peering into the eyes of the dead? Isn't that bananas?
Well, kind of. It's said that this mystical realm is accessible only to those who truly honor the spirits with sincerity and devotion. Imagine on November 2nd, the boundary between worlds thins, and a doorway to the unknown appears.
I call BS, but go on, I'm intrigued. What happened next?
In a small Mexican village, there was a young historian named Alejandro. Driven by curiosity, he decided to perform the ancient rituals, preparing an ofrenda adorned with marigolds and potent symbols of his ancestors. As midnight approached, the air shivered with a magical energy. Alejandro closed his eyes, and suddenly, he saw a vision of himself in a future time, surrounded by loved ones.
Or maybe he just had too much tequila. Seriously, Ali, what did the villagers think of his vision?
Some were skeptical, like you, but others, especially the elders, nodded knowingly. They recalled similar tales from their own youth. It's an enduring mystery that continues to captivate imaginations.
Look, I'm not against a good story, but let's talk facts. There's debate over whether the Day of the Dead has genuine pre-Hispanic roots, or if it's more of a modern invention.
Sure, there's debate. Some scholars argue it's a syncretic blend of indigenous and European traditions, but that's what makes it so fascinating. It's a cultural tapestry.
And others, like historian Elsa Malvido, claim it's rooted in medieval Europe. So it's not all clear-cut, but I do love how it's become a symbol of Mexican identity.
The greater unanswered question is, what is the nature of our perception of reality and the unseen?
If you want a visual treat, definitely check out the movie Coco. It's a beautiful portrayal of the Day of the Dead and offers some great cultural insights.
Okay, so check this out, Brianne. What are your plans after this? More skeptical adventures in psychology?
Maybe, or maybe I'll just binge-watch some documentaries. You know, the usual.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember to join us next time.
Until next time on The Veil, Unsolved and Unbelievable.